Welcome to the Spirit of Life Ministries. Spirit of Life Ministries' aim is to call to the born-again body of believers to manifest the kingdom of God through the teaching and proclamation of the Word of God, as well as the greater good for all humanity. Spirit of Life Foundation is based on Ephesians 4th chapter, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in unity of the faith and knowledge of the Son of God and fullness of Christ, to the edifying of the body of Christ in love. Spirit of Life Ministries' heart is for the restoration of the soul and greater good for all out of love. Please welcome now Sister Beatrice Jackson.
Thank you for joining Spirit of Life Ministries. I'm Sister B. Father, you know I honor you, and I ask that you put your hand on me and this message. Give me the grace to minister what you have given me. All this I ask in Jesus' name, and I thank you for it. Amen. Well, praise God. Let's go to Matthew 7, starting at verse 21 today. And Jesus is talking here, and he says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he or she who does the will of my Father in heaven." Verse 22. "Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonderful works in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" The King James Version says, "You that work iniquity." Now, Jesus right here is referring to those who had a false profession because they built their life on works they did, but did not live or build their lives on him and doing the will of God. He goes on to say, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to be a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." Well, praise God. I want to look at storms today. Storms, focusing on verses 24 through 27. So what do storms do in our life? Storms come. Storms can reveal what our lives are built on. And the storms of life are going to happen because we live in a fallen world. And when they hit, they touch different areas. They touch different things in our life. Just to name a few, it could be to reveal our character, something in our character. It can touch our finances, our health, our relationship with God and people, things, and so on. It can also reveal who or what we put our trust in. Let's start at verse 24. "As far as the wise man or woman, the wise person who builds their house on the rock, and that rock being Jesus Christ and the Word of God, which brings stability, reliability, consistency." It's consistent because God himself is unchanging. He's reliable. He's consistent. He's trustworthy. True, faithful to his word. Let's go to Psalms 18, starting at verse 2. It reads, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." Let's move on and look at God's faithfulness. In the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, starting at verse 21. "This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Praise God. Amen. You know what can cause instability, vulnerability, and uncertainty in our lives and cause our lives to fluctuate is when we trust in ourselves rather than God. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, starting at verse 30, it reads, "They would have none of my counsel and despised my every rebuke or my correction. Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be filled to the full with their own fancies." The King James Version says, they'll be filled with their own devices, the things that we use and that we count on based on our own understanding. Proverbs 3, verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, consult him, and he shall direct thy paths." He shall direct thy paths. Another thing that can cause instability and storms, talking about storms, is when we trust in people rather than God. Psalms 118, verse 8 reads, "It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man." That reminds me of sometimes that we can trust in systems too. Man is a part of those systems. Let's go to Proverbs 20. Proverbs 20, verse 7 reads, Psalms 20, verse 7 reads, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God." Chariots in the Bible and horses represent strength, power of men to save or rescue or to give the victory. But it's better to remember the name of the Lord, his character, his power, his ability. Praise God. Let's look a little further in Psalms 111, verse 7. "The works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure. His word is sure, just like him." That word verity means truth. "The works of his hands are truth and justice." Praise God. "And his word is true." His word is sure. Unlike man and the systems of man. Let's go to Jeremiah and see what the prophet says in regard to the systems of man. He says, "Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Isn't that true today?" Amen. Praise God. Sometimes we can also put our trust in our material possessions and storms. See, talking about storms, we're talking about storms today and why storms come. Because, see, storms come to reveal. It reveals. That's what they do. Storms reveal what we put our trust in, whether it be God, ourselves, systems, or material possessions. In the book of Ezekiel 33, it reads, and this is about people that come to hear the word of the Lord, but let's read what they do. "So they come to you as people do. They sit before you as my people," talking about hearing the words of the prophet, "and they hear your words, but they do not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their hearts pursue their own gain." The King James Version says they pursue their own covetousness. All these things cannot save. These things cannot hold us. They cannot stabilize us. They're not solid. They're not built upon the rock. They're not built on the Lord. They're not built on Jesus and the power of God, the faithfulness of God, the reliability. Another thing storms do is they reveal what we take refuge in. In a storm, sometimes it's so bad. I know I've been in some rainstorms that are so bad till I needed to slow down. In times of storms, it causes us to slow down and don't keep moving full speed ahead. Those are the times that we can learn to take refuge in God in the storms. In the book of Psalms, again, that's kind of a hot spot today. And I believe that's because King David penned most of the Psalms, and he had a very intimate relationship with the Lord. Verse one reads, "Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you. And in the shadow of your wings, I will take refuge until these calamities have passed by." I want to say something, too. Storms can take different forms. Sometimes storms come to reveal different things. They come to reveal, it could be our character. Sometimes it deals with our finances, our health, our relationships with God and people, things and so on. I need to also say that Satan tries to use storms to destroy our lives. But when God allows storms, it's to increase us and make our lives better. And Psalm 56, verse 3 also says, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in you." Let's go a little further, because storms also show up what we're taking refuge in, regarding vices that we tend to lean on. Some of us continue to seek false comfort through alcohol, drugs, people, sex, gambling. All these are, there's more, but for the sake of time, these are instant gratifications. These are forms of instant gratifications, vices that are short-lived, and they cannot hold us nor deliver us. They can't hold. They give way. Let's go to Proverbs 1, verse 30 and 31 again. And it bears repeating right here. It reads, "They would not none of my counsel. They would not receive any of my counsel, and they despise my every rebuke, my correction." They wouldn't even come to me. They didn't want my counsel. That's what God is saying. "Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be filled to the full with their own devices, their own fancies." And these things, these devices usually cause more destruction, heartache, pain, disarray, disorder in our lives, rather than coming to God, seeking Him, His counsel, and letting Him orderly arrange our lives, put our lives back together by relying on Him and His word. Storms, storms. This is what storms can do for us. That's about all we have time for this week. We'll need to pick up next week in regard to storms. I pray that you join me and that this is blessing you. This is Spirit of Life Ministries. I'm Sister B, and until next time, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Spirit of Life Ministries, an end time ministry purposed for revival of the heart toward God, restoration of the soul for the hungry and the lost. Revelation 22:17 says, "And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let those that hear say, Come. And let them that are athirst come. They that will, let them take the water of life freely." If you would like to contact or be a blessing to the ministry, Spirit of Life Ministries can be reached at 414-249-5121. Until next time, thank you and God bless you. Of the same.